Hello, I'm Rashi, and this is the Business Today Daily News Podcast. Here are the top stories this Friday morning. At least 83% of 521 sitting MPs are crorepatis, and 33% of them have criminal cases against them, according to a report by election watchdog Association for Democratic Reforms. The ADR, an NGO working in electoral reforms, has compiled the report after analysing self-sworn affidavits of the 521 MPs out of 543 members elected to the Lok Sabha in the 2014 elections. Homegrown cab-hailing platform Ola, the second most valued Desi startup, has been on a fundraising overdrive in recent times. The Bangalore-headquartered company will invest over $500 million to launch a self-drive car rental service in the coming weeks, with a focus on the top 5 to 7 markets. The investment will come from a mix of debt and equity over the next couple of years. Congress President Rahul Gandhi on Thursday said new ventures will not require any regulatory permissions for 3 years and will get easy access to bank credit if his party is voted to power. In an exclusive interview to PTI, he also promised to remove the existing angel tax imposed on startups. Angel tax is levied on investment in startups. Currently, angel tax is charged at a maximum rate of 30%. Moving on, India expects space debris from its anti-satellite weapons launch to burn out in less than 45 days, its top defense scientist said yesterday, seeking to allay global concerns about fragments hitting objects. The comments came a day after India said it used an indigenously developed ballistic missile interceptor to destroy one of its own satellites at a height of 300 kilometers in a test aimed at boosting its defenses in space. The next census of India will be carried out in 2021 with March 1st of that year as the reference date, the Home Ministry announced. For Jammu and Kashmir and snowbound, non-synchronous areas of Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand, the reference date shall be the first day of October 2020, the notification said. India's last census was carried out in 2011 when the country's population stood at 121 crore. Two major state-run banks will stop operations from April 1st. These two banks are Dena Bank and Vijaya Bank, and they will be merged with Bank of Baroda next month. Banking operations and accounts held by these two banks will be transferred to Bank of Baroda post-merger. This would lead to some changes for the customers of Dena Bank and Vijaya Bank. The customers may get new passbooks, checkbooks, debit and credit cards, and even new account numbers and customer IDs. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Tune in on Monday for more business news. Bye for now.